Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a very special guest with us today, Remy Parsons. I'm so excited. Okay, she has 2 YouTube channels, 2 podcasts, and she has a cookbook. I don't know when she sleeps. Here she is. Hi, Remy.
Hi, guys. I'm freaking out right now. My heart, like, if you can hear my heart pounding through the microphone, just give me a little bit.
Okay.
This is insane. I can't believe I'm here right now. Thank you for having me.
Because you're a fan of Smosh Mouth.
No, you, like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, let me take it back. I'm the biggest fan. I will say I'm a recent fan. I became a fan when you were on maternity leave, but I have to give a shout out.
You became a fan when you weren't here.
No. But don't worry. I went back in the archives.
It was like, oh, this
worked. Those are my favorite episodes, actually.
Those are my favorite episodes. And then you came back and I really had to, like, get settled in.
Yeah. I had, like, a little bit of time. No. But, like, my husband's been a fan. I have to give him a shout out. Cal loves you guys. He's been a fan for years. And right when you went on maternity leave, I'm sorry,
yeah,
is when I was like, oh, wait, okay, so what are we watching? I got into it, but don't worry, I went back in all the archives. I watched pretty much everything, except I haven't started the Resident Evil, and I know that you really reference that a lot, so I'm really sorry. I have
Remy,
to commit.
Remy, it's okay. You could skip. I don't know. It's so fun, but it's such a journey.
Okay.
It's long videos.
That's
you have the time?
I need time to commit to it, and that's why I haven't started.
Yeah.
But I'm such a huge fan. I love the pod. I love everything, and I'm so excited to be here.
Wow, you really dove in.
Thank you. I practiced that in my sleep last night.
Your husband wakes up and you're just like, and I'm like, such a huge fan. And I really love it.
Resident
I know you were on maternity leave, but I went back and I watched
everything.
I'm just
everything.
Worried you're going to watch Resident Evil and go, wait, what's happening?
Whenever someone says they watch, like, all of our content, I'm like, that's impossible. We somehow upload more hours of content a week than there are hours in the week sometimes, I feel like.
Yeah, have the time?
Yeah, as we mentioned, you have 2 podcasts, 2 YouTube channels.
3 dogs.
3 dogs.
3 dogs.
1 cookbook.
1 cookbook.
Called Let's Get Cooking.
Yes. Yeah.
It's already out, you guys. Let's go. And I cannot wait to look through this right now.
Yeah, do you have some sort of time machine? How are you doing this?
Honestly, it's just like Smosh is on when I have any time to myself. So it's like getting ready. Mm-hmm. When we're eating, it's like, what Smosh video are we watching? Like, what went up? Watched Girl Dinner yesterday, which I'm sure you filmed 7 months ago.
What did you think? What did you think?
Loved it.
I won.
I loved it, but yeah, you won. I loved yours. And also, the tuna with the soy sauce did sound really good, though.
Oh, okay.
I want to try that.
Courtney's?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
I want to try. I was inspired by that, and I do not eat in my bed. I think eating in bed is gross.
I completely agree.
I don't bring food into my bedroom.
I do not bring food into my bedroom. It feels so weird. Unless I'm on a meeting it's like a quick thing.
When I had roommates, when I lived in if people have roommates, I'm like, yeah, then that's your space.
Yeah, but I do not.
Even then, if I had roommates, I'm like, I'm eating in the kitchen, and I'm just gonna have to talk to whoever's coming in the kitchen.
I kind of agree, because then you get crumbs all over your bed and then all over.
Then you gotta
do that.
Yes.
Then you have ants.
Yes.
I just, for me, it's actually more just like a psychological thing.
Same.
I'm like, some rooms, I'm like, I don't like food in this room.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Unless
agreed.
It's like something small or whatever, but like a plate of food.
Wait, what's your girl dinner then?
I was thinking about this as I was watching. It's not like what the food is. It's more of like the act of doing it. So I'll usually just like stand with the fridge open and eat as much as I want until I'm full of like whatever's in the fridge.
You're grazing.
That's my girl dinner. Exactly. I'm grazing. Mm-hmm. I'm grazing. Yes.
Yeah.
We graze.
Mm-hmm.
I graze too.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you grazing?
Actually, I'm happy to say this. For like the past few months, what Courtney and I do is we buy a bunch of like berries from the farmer's market. We got a stand that we're friends with them. We get a really good deal, get a bunch of berries, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries. And we have them in one container in like right eye level in the fridge. So that every time I open up the fridge, grab a handful of berries, eat them. I'm feeling great.
He's just a berry boy.
You're like
powered up.
Little bear. So
he's a little bear.
You're the Bernstein bear.
Absolutely.
Is that what they're called?
Yes.
God,
yeah,
I love those books.
Bernstein bear. Yeah.
Is it
Stain?
Is it Bernstein?
Bernstein bear.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thought it was
I don't think Bernstein. It's Stain that aggressively.
Yeah, it is.
That's the Mandela effect, though.
It's
that's
Mandela
like the one
effect,
that everyone talks about.
Mm-hmm. Bernstein.
Remy knows.
Yep. It's A-I-N, not E-I-N, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-I-N. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I need to get this book for my son so I can say Baron Stain Bears. I don't like
that. He knows.
I don't like that.
This was after we shifted dimension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
He'll get it. Anyways. I feel like I feel like your girl dinner would actually be something just really, really good because you've made a whole cookbook. So you must
cook,
make a whole cookbook all the time.
I do, but I will say oftentimes after like cooking all day for content, then I'm like, I'm out for the day.
Yeah.
I need to just sit, watch Smosh in silence and eat takeout.
I feel like I've heard that about people who are like chefs and stuff, that at home they're not actually cooking that much because it's their job.
Exactly.
So it makes sense.
It depends on the day, really. It's like also I'll like kind of nibble while I'm cooking and making content and then I'm full. And it depends on the day. But I do cook quite a bit. I will say like I'm big on hosting. Like any time I can host, I will host friends, family, whatever. And I feel like that's really where I shine a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a skill.
I was looking through here. Do you have more than one cocktail in here?
I have a few, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I love cocktails.
I did see your Z-Biotics outside and I got excited. I'm a big fan. I'm telling you that with the cocktail in the book.
I'm so excited. I'm going to take a Z-Biotic and then do your caramel foam espresso martini.
You can just chug the tequila strawberry pitcher, actually. That'd be perfect.
Okay, I saw that. First of all, the pictures in here are stunning. I do have to ask, did you take all these pictures in one day or was it like a full... Because you look incredible in all
Thank
these pictures. You have fun outfits. And that picture, you're outside, like in the summer.
You're so sweet. Actually, we shot this, I think, it was January and February. It was a little bit a mixture of both. But the reason why
we had
to spread it out so much was the fires. We shot this in January of last year.
Oh,
the fires broke out. So, and it was really close to my house. So I had to go home. We had to figure that out for a little bit, and then picked up again in February, right around my birthday. Which I know you're an Aquarius.
Oh my god!
Belated birthday.
What day is your birthday?
February 7th.
Oh,
wow!
I knew I liked you, Aquarius minded. We are Aquariuses, mm-hmm. which means we compartmentalize,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good thing.
Nice.
It's a good thing. We
right over your head.
Yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
We keep things in little boxes, and then we deal with them later.
Exactly.
So we can get through our day. But mm-hmm. I don't know if you feel this about Aquarius. I feel like I want everyone to get on the same page, like to get to this new innovative level. I'm like, we all have to get on the same page, and that's my work to be like, okay, it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay that everyone doesn't get on the same page. But up there is really cool, right?
Are you an eldest daughter as well?
I'm a third.
Oh, a third.
But
okay.
There's some elder energy happening with me.
That's what I was going to say. I'm definitely like very much that mindset. And I'm an eldest daughter. So I'm like, why are we all not doing the exact same thing together right now?
Oh, see? Since mm-hmm. being the third, I actually had to learn to be like, okay, I'm just keeping the peace as like part of my... Aquariusness.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Elder energy.
Elder energy.
Happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
And you also got married.
I did, yes.
In Santa Barbara.
Yes.
We all got married in Santa Barbara.
So did I.
You too?
Oh, wait, yeah. Shane got married at the courthouse, not the same time as me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like a year later.
Yeah, same time. Courtney and I just didn't post about it for...
Yeah.
No.
All their pictures, it's just H and I in the background like... In our wedding outfit.
Yeah, it's lovely. Love it there.
Beautiful.
Good food.
Good, great food. Great, great, great food.
Great.
I love it. Like, that's one of my favorite places in the world. I feel like just weather, food, people, dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone's so happy and mm-hmm. nice. I love it.
They have really good food. They also have like a seafood festival that I've actually never been to.
Really?
On the pier.
I love that restaurant on the pier. That's like my favorite
place. Yes, that restaurant is so good.
Yes. Yeah. Oysters there.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. I love seafood. I was saying that if I could have oysters, a cheese board, and spaghetti, that's like my main food.
Wow.
Yeah.
All together?
No.
Separate times.
Okay. No, separate times. Like if I were to choose three different types of food to live my whole life, it would be that.
I love oysters, but I cut them out of my diet like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Mommy, why?
Because they can give you like a brain-eating amoeba.
I've heard.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry to say it.
I'll have like 50.
I love them and I've craved them so frequently. Exactly. He's got it.
That's
got
it. Amoeba needs it.
That explains so much. I thought I was an Aquarius. I just got a fucking amoeba.
I got that up there.
Damn. Tell me more. What else is wrong with oysters?
Well, okay. I've heard though you should eat them. I believe it's when the month ends with ER or it ends in an R, there's something because it's a colder month. So then because the amoeba can grow in warmer months. So like summer, we're not eating oysters. Winter is okay.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay, though.
Everyone on the East Coast should know about the amoeba. Because
I have to go tell them about the amoeba.
They're only eating oysters all in the summer.
But it's also...
My family's sick.
It's okay. I feel like East Coast is different than West Coast, too, for oysters.
That's true. They're like right there if you're in the Cape.
Yeah, you walk out, you just grab them.
Yeah, they're on the road. they're on the sidewalk.
They're not in the ocean over there. Yeah, they're on the road.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love when things are easy and automatic, like a simple go-to recipe from my favorite cookbook, or a playlist on my phone that has all my favorite music, or winning an award because I'm the favorite and everyone knows it.
Okay, I think we should backtrack for a moment.
That's why I use ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website that helps you find and book high-quality in-network doctors so you can find someone you love. ZocDoc makes it easy so I can navigate to find the perfect doctor for me in whatever specialty I need. Dermatology, eye care, primary care, and more. Appointments made through ZocDoc happen fast. Typically within just 24 to 72 hours of booking, you can even score same-day appointments. See? It's so easy.
Just to be clear, you're not the favorite, all right? Someone back me up here. Come on.
Everyone doesn't want to talk because they know the truth. I love ZocDoc so much. It is so easy. If I have to go to urgent care, I just book an appointment and go.
No, really. I'm people's favorites, right?
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth to find and instantly book a doctor you love today. That's ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. ZocDoc.com/smoshmouth. Thanks, ZocDoc, for sponsoring this message.
Back to the show. Okay. The cookbook. You've been working on this for years.
Yes.
How many years?
About three, I would say now. It's coming up on 3 years.
Was it something you always knew you wanted to do?
Cooking, like cooking content or a cookbook?
A cookbook.
Cookbook, not exactly, honestly. Like my journey of becoming like a food cooking creator happened really naturally.
Yeah.
And then this came up, I mean, I would say probably about like 5 years ago, 4 years ago. I was like, okay, this is something I really want to do. And then it took like a 3-year process, obviously.
You've been making content for so long, so you said
over 10 years.
You kind of became a cooking influencer.
Mm-hmm.
But what, if we're gonna go back, I guess what did you start out doing?
Oh yeah, on YouTube.
Because I was looking at your channel and I was like,
yikes.
I always love like talking to like, I feel like you're such a YouTuber.
Really?
Like, yes,
like,
definitely.
A real YouTuber of like the content that you're doing. You've been doing it for so long, but you had like lots of story times and vlogs and all. It seems like you kind of do everything in that realm.
Yes. So I found YouTube pre-installed on my iPod Touch first generation when it was that little tan green TV looking box. And I remember, I think I was in middle school. I clicked it. I was like, what is going on? Open it up. The only people on there were like Smosh, Ryan Higa, Kev Jumba, all those people at the time. I fell in love with YouTube also because at the time, and we're still working on it, there was very little Asian representation in traditional media. So I was like, oh my God, I found all of the beauty world, which a lot of those women were Asian or are Asian.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, I'm learning how to do my eyeliner. I'm learning how to curl my hair. I'm in middle school. I'm really ugly. I need all the help I can get. It's true. So I'm learning
middle
all these things.
Middle school's a weird time.
Horrible time,
weird time
in my life. I'm in puberty. I'm working
braces?
On braces. You guys, expander. All,
me too.
Whole,
I got an expander.
Nine
my dad
expander?
Had to turn the key, and I was like, "This is the worst." Oh,
I had the rubber bands.
No, honey, that's fine. That's child's
play. That's child's play.
An expander is a machine that goes up here.
Is it looks made like, by Jigsaw?
Yeah.
Yes.
Saw? Yes. Saw? There's a prequel to Saw, and it's called The Expander. It goes up here, it like brackets, and there's a keyhole, and someone, probably your parent, which is so embarrassing, has to go into your mouth and turn the key, and it expands your jaw.
It's when you have too small of a mouth, so your teeth are crowded.
Oh,
we had cute little small mouths.
I guess it's probably something I've had friends who probably had it back in the day. I just forgot.
Well, if you saw them talk or laugh, you'd go, you have gum stuck up there.
Yep.
And then you go, no, it's a
no, that's the machine
expander.
That's in my face.
How long did you have it?
I had it in the second grade, and then
that feels young.
I started my journey very young. I got my wisdom teeth out when I was like 9, I think.
Oh
it
my
was.
God!
I know, they brought them to me in crumbles because they weren't fully formed yet.
At least by the time you're in middle school, you're done with it all, right?
I had 2 sets of braces. Now these are veneers. Don't get it twisted. we just went straight there. But yes,
you know what? Get rid of them.
Yeah. On to the big.
I'm not dealing with this.
Exactly. So middle school. Found YouTube,
yeah.
And I fell in love with all the beauty content that I saw. So I was making, I would just like talk to myself in the mirror for years. Mm. Finally, when I got to high school, I was like, okay, let's try this. And so I started doing beauty content, lifestyle content, kind of anything that interested me at the time.
Yeah.
I ended up going to college at UCR, very close to your old offices in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
And Inland Empire. I went there for a year, and that's actually when my YouTube channel really started to take off. I was making videos in my dorm room. And
crazy.
But at this time, people weren't really doing it for money. This is 2013 now. So it was like just kind of starting.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I was doing videos. All my girlfriends would go to, like, you know, I was in a sorority. They'd be like going to the parties. I'd be like, I'm gonna stay in my room and film by myself.
Yeah, you were smart.
And so honestly, I loved it. I had a great time. And then that summer before my sophomore year, I was like, okay, I think I could actually like do this full time. People are now doing like brand deals. It's becoming more of a thing. I had to really convince my parents to let me try doing it for, you know, a year.
Oh, I'm sure you had to like explain everything to them.
Oh, my dad, who was paying for college, was like, take as much time as you need.
Whoa.
This is awesome. Like, let's see if this can happen. Cause he was hoping, obviously. To
Thank you, Dad.
Thing. Thank you, Dad. My mom, who was a nurse and was very much wanting me to be somewhere in the healthcare industry, was like, I don't know. It took a lot of coaxing, but eventually I convinced her to let me take 1 year. Let's try it for 1 year. If it doesn't work out, I'll go back. I only missed 1 year.
Wow.
But luckily that year really worked out for me. So then I moved out to LA from there.
Whoa.
And also kind of in that same time, I was in college, didn't have my mom to cook for me anymore. So I was like, I didn't have the dorm food either. So I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to eat? And then that kind of also started my cooking journey. So I was vlogging every day and just kind of, you know, starting with the microwave, worked my way up to the stove, and then the rest is history.
Oh my God.
It's so, I find it like, I want to applaud you for knowing what you wanted to do so early on. Like you were like, oh, I really like this. I'm going to go for it. Cause I feel like a lot of people get, have that block where they go, I really like this thing, but there's no way, you know, whether it's parents' influence or whatever. Like I think that is so incredible that you were like, this is what I want to do. I'm doing it. I'm going to convince my parents. It's going to work out.
Thank you.
Like, that's huge.
That means a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. It's also hard to like convey to like, I guess, people now, like becoming a YouTuber, becoming an influencer is such a known thing now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But back when you were getting into it, and it's crazy to hear the stories of like Ian and Anthony at the start, it's like nobody knew really what that was.
Yeah.
And there wasn't much of a rubric for it. And like companies didn't know much about it and stuff. So you kind of were just doing your own thing.
Yeah.
So it's so amazing to hear. And like, and then I loved looking at your channel, seeing videos from like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm 21. Like I'm in my like room just hanging out, whatever. And then like zooming to like the recent ones where I'm like, oh, you're married and you're bringing out a cookbook and stuff. It was like cool to see your whole journey like in one instance.
Thank you, guys.
So polished and like the aesthetic and everything.
Thank you. My God.
Hey.
Thank you so much. My best friend is a third grade teacher. And so she's been around with me obviously since early high school. So she's been with me throughout the whole journey.
Mm.
And I remember one time she called me because it was 1 year specifically where obviously in third grade, like the big question is like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so they're all drawing and doing the little, you know, filling it out. And she called me and she was like, you're not going to believe this. This year it switched from like firefighter, doctor to YouTuber to like influencer.
Yeah, I've
heard. Like, this is crazy
I've heard it's
to
the
see.
Number
do you
one.
Think kids that age they're watching YouTube?
For sure.
Oh, that's all. That's all they're watching.
Yeah.
Well, it's YouTube or it's some other platform like YouTube, like TikTok, Twitch,
TikTok,
whatever.
Third grade.
No,
I
don't know how to feel when I hear like, oh, kids want to become a YouTuber. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah.
Like, I
don't either.
It's more like, what do you want out of that?
Mm-hmm. You know, because like, yours was like pure passion, whereas sometimes I get worried that they're doing it because they're like, oh, I want to be famous.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to like make all this money to be famous.
I also don't know how I feel about it because it's too vague, because I'm like a YouTuber. You put a room full of YouTubers and those are very different people, right?
Like, right.
Like, how similar am I to primitive technology, mm-hmm. right? Like, that we're doing completely different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like, a YouTuber is just the platform.
So
but
true.
What you make on there yeah. could be anything. It's kind of like saying, like, I'm on TV. It's like, are you a news anchor or are you a slapstick stand-up comedian?
Right, there's
on
so much. Like,
it's so, it's varies so much.
Also, but, no more firefighters?
Yeah, we need, come
wait
on.
A second. We need them.
Hello.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, your journey's amazing. And so anyways, trying to get back to the cookbook.
Okay.
Yeah, so you were vlogging, you started vlogging because you were like, oh, I don't have my mom to, so your mom was a big cook.
Yes, my mom is an amazing cook. I actually, like, I have some of her recipes in here. I gave her some shout outs and things. She is just like, she's the most amazing cook. She inspired me so much. I didn't realize how much I took her food for granted, too, mm-hmm. obviously, till I moved out.
Yeah.
But she is incredible. Like, I had these memories. I have so many memories of coming home from school, and she's just, like, in the kitchen, had bought a deep fryer, and was just, like, trying to figure out how to work it, and made, like, the most incredible fried chicken just on a random Tuesday because she felt like it. Like, I didn't realize also, I kind of thought everyone's moms were like that, but I also learned a lot once I got married because I love my mother-in-law, but she always is like, I'm not a huge chef, and so my husband is always like, you got this on a Thursday, you got this on like every weekend, like this is crazy.
Yeah,
so it made
didn't.
Me really
she's in this
it.
She's in this cookbook too.
Yeah, her photos are in it.
Yeah,
too.
I was flipping through and I was like, oh, that definitely is Remy's mom.
Yes,
she's beautiful.
Thank you.
I feel like every chef, like whenever I watch content of chefs and stuff, they always talk about like their parents or grandparents cooking mm-hmm. at
right.
some point. Like it's such an inspiration mm-hmm. for it.
But I will say what's interesting is my grandparents were huge cooks, but I wasn't really allowed in the kitchen. Mm. So I didn't, like, it was like, do not come in this kitchen. So I didn't really learn how to cook from them.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, was your mom very involved with her cooking practices with you, or were you just like a watcher?
I think I would just watch because even like there's a recipe in there for this like cornflake potato casserole that we have every Christmas and Thanksgiving. It's like my favorite thing. It's my brother's favorite thing.
Yeah.
And she would be like, you know, stand over there. Don't get in my way, because she's like, you know,
right.
causing a storm in the kitchen.
Right.
But I remember the year that she finally was like, okay, I need help in the kitchen. I feel like you know what you're doing. You can make the casserole this year. Was like,
whoa.
The sky opened up.
Whoa.
Yeah. And the light shone on me. Like, it was just, it was the biggest shine.
How old were you when that happened?
I think probably like 15 or so.
Okay.
Like, it took a while.
That's
but
a big time.
Yeah. It was just, wow. It was like the biggest honor. It meant so much to me. And so really though, for me, cooking, my cooking journey really took off though because of like out of necessity. Because
yeah.
I needed to eat and my mom wasn't there. And that was when I was like, oh, this is actually so fun. And it began with me just FaceTiming her. Well, especially when I moved to LA, I was alone in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
There are so many foods. And for me, so I'm Korean, but yeah. I'm Korean American. So my parents immigrated here when they were kids. And I grew up in Orange County, California. So there's like not a lot of, there's Asian people, but a good amount of Asian people. But I grew up in Anaheim Hills where it's predominantly white. So for me, and my parents wanted to assimilate. And so I didn't really experience a lot of Korean culture.
Uh-huh.
Mm. So for me, the only like really big tie that I had was Korean food. Like they made a lot of Korean food. I'd say like once or twice a week I had, you know, very traditional Korean dinner. So for me, when I moved out to my apartment alone, I was lonely and craving comfort. And for me, I'd be like, oh, I really want my mom's tteokbokki, but I don't have it. So let me FaceTime her. How do I make it myself? And then that's kind of really where I found comfort in my food also.
That is so cool.
Awesome.
That is so cool to face. Now, when you were in LA, so you moved, did you move straight to LA?
Yeah, I moved, after my sophomore year of college, which I didn't finish the years of
school.
I lived out there in Riverside and then moved.
Were you like discovering food out here too? Did you get, or was it just straight like your mom was your source? You weren't like going around LA to discover different types of food?
Oh, I would say I was going around a lot. I also, at this time, Postmates was really taking off. And I was like, this is the most incredible thing ever, which I still think it is. But I would just Postmates all the different foods and like try so many different things because LA is such a melting pot of different foods and things.
Also, K-Town has some of the best restaurants in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You can't park there, but the food is the most amazing
you got
thing
it
ever.
Uber. Exactly.
I remember
you
the first time I had a Korean stew, and I was like, oh. Because I would always say, like, I'm not a stew person.
Right?
I was like, I like stew. But then I had Korean stew, and I was like, oh.
I feel like I lived off stew.
Differently.
Now I'm into this. And yeah, tteokbokki is just
so good.
I don't... I didn't know what it was for the longest time. Yeah. I was like, I don't even need to know.
Yeah.
I was like, it's magic is what it is.
That's how I feel about a lot of Korean food. I'm like, it's just, it's pure comfort. Like, I got home from a road trip last night and I was like, all I want is just some sort of Korean stew right now. And I just got that delivered. I had that at like 10 p.m.
There's your mom.
Yes, there she is.
There she is. Aww.
She's so sweet.
So cute.
Thank you.
Yeah, Korean stew is phenomenal.
The best.
So good.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Smalls. Pop quiz alert. Pop quiz alert. True or false? The first ingredients in most grocery store cat food is water and corn.
True.
Okay, correct. Most cat food is filled with water and fillers. Next question. A bag of cat food labeled natural has zero legal definition behind it.
True. Natural is largely unregulated in the pet food industry.
Shane, I was supposed to be, educating you.
Smalls Fresh Cat Food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free 100% human-grade ingredients you'd find in your fridge.
And it's delivered right to your door. Did you know that
Forbes ranked Smalls the best overall cat food, and BuzzFeed says my cats went completely ballistic for this stuff. My cats love Smalls. We've been feeding it to them a lot lately, and it's nice to know, like, this is real stuff. Like, we have it in our freezer. We take it out, put it in the fridge to let it, like, you know, thaw out a little bit before we give it to them, and they love it. Our cats have been cleaning the bowl completely.
Whoa. Like,
they love the stuff, and their coats are so shiny. They're so soft. I mean, Bones, I was like, dang, like, I actually want to pet you now. You gross idiot.
You are awful. My God.
No, our cats love it. And we have a ton of it. We've been feeding them it all the time.
I can't wait to pet them when you invite me over.
No.
So stop serving your little carnivore a bowl of processed shortcuts. For a limited time, because you are a Smosh Mouth listener, get 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life. When you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. One last time, that's 60% off your first order, plus free shipping and free treats for life. When you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth.
Back to the show.
Meow.
You were saying that Selena gave you homework?
Yes.
For this episode?
Which... I'm so sorry about her.
No, you guys.
Just kidding.
You're the first guest who's been given homework.
I hope you know I took it very seriously.
And your handwriting, I can tell.
Yeah.
You took it very seriously.
I took it very seriously. I've been stewing on this for quite some time, actually. And so basically, when I had the meeting of, you know, the run of show for this a while ago, I was told, you know, something fun that we could do is I would match the Smosh cast to recipes in the book. Now, granted, I don't know dietary restrictions. I don't know what people like and don't like. So I'm just going off of vibes and personality. Okay. And I thought long and hard about this. I also have to give a shout out to Cal because he really helped me.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
My God, I'm so nervous. I truly felt like I was in school. This felt like when I was in the eighth grade, I had a school project, a history project, where I had to match U.S. presidents with, like, modern day celebrities or people who I thought they looked like, and that's the vibe I was getting again. I was taken back to the eighth grade.
What's my president? Funny... I'm just kidding. Wait, that's really hard.
This was more fun though.
Yeah,
yeah. This sounds like way more fun.
I am so intrigued what I'm going to get.
You're actually at the very front too. Okay, so this is my
Mine's
thought
just
process.
All alcohol cocktails.
Yours is the glossary.
I wish. Okay, yeah,
you're everything.
I'll try to go. I'll do like spark notes because I could really talk forever about everything.
We love talking.
Okay.
Love talking.
Perfect. Perfect for a podcast. So I gave Amanda the savory surprise breakfast muffins because my thought process here, you're a new mom. You're busy. There's a whole chapter for grab and go breakfast, which I mean, I think is great for everybody, but especially I'm sure you're so busy.
Oh, honey, I need that so badly.
Are you a savory breakfast fan or a sweet breakfast fan?
I'm a savory. I do not love sweet.
That's how I am too.
Yeah. Okay. If I do pancakes, I'm like, I wish I didn't.
You need something to go with it.
This
for sure.
It's literally perfect.
Okay. Yeah. So these are like basically a breakfast muffin that has an egg on the inside. So it's like a fun little blind box when you... Oh, I meant to bring you guys blind boxes. I forgot.
Oh,
so sorry.
That's okay.
I had Teletubby ones for you. Okay. So there's an egg inside. And then there's also like, you can customize it. I have different, like, you know, you could do turkey bacon, sausage, veggies, whatever you want on the inside. It's really fun. And they're really good. And you can make like a bunch of them, stick them in the fridge, reheat it, or eat it cold on the way out.
Wait, this is perfect because I do love to bake. Baking is like one of my favorite things
really?
That I do. And I don't have a lot of time to do it.
Yeah.
And I just made scones, but I was saying that I really want to make muffins.
Ooh.
So I will literally make these.
Wait, I hope you love it.
I know
What kind of scones did you make?
There were like everything scones. So I roasted all the nuts, pumpkin seeds, and then I had cherries in there and mangoes, dried mangoes. And it was like, you literally eat it and you're like, there's everything in here. And it was so, so, so good. But you have to be really careful with scones because they can get really dry.
Yeah, overbake them. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so I'll do better with this.
No, they sound great. These are fun too because I feel like it's the egg doneness, you know, it can, it's just kind of depending on how long you cook them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. You don't know what you're going to get on the inside.
This looks
so
amazing.
So that's what I chose you. Thank you. So I actually saw these on TikTok because Emily Mariko, queen, ate them from like a bakery up in San Francisco called Craftsman and Wolves. And so I don't live in San Francisco, but I was like, I need that now. So this was kind of me trying to figure out how do I get that down here. So.
Wow.
That was my choice for you.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm savory surprise.
You are savory.
Savory surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, next, I chose for Chance. Now, Chance, Tommy, and Angela were a little hard for me because I don't know.
Because they're not good people.
Because well, they're awful. They're
exactly. I didn't want to give them anything. But to me, they also, I feel like I want to party with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're partiers, but that's the vibe that I get.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I went in that realm.
Chance, I'm like,
okay, this is perfect then. So I gave him, it's basically a Taco Bell crunch wrap, like an AM crunch wrap. And so for me, I was like, I'm sure he's going to be hungover in the morning.
Also, he's addicted to hot sauce.
Oh, yay.
That boy loves hot sauce. So the fact that you have hot sauce in the background, you killed it.
Okay, I'm so glad. I really was like, it was a toss up. But I figured when you're hungover the next morning, all you want, you're eating something like this. You need something to soak it all up. So to me, this is what I think is best.
This looks amazing.
This is perfect.
Yay. Okay, next. Let's move on. Oh, we also have Angela. I did give Angela, obviously, for Detective Where's My Coffee, I gave her the espresso martini.
Stop. She's obsessed with espresso martini.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You're already killing it.
I was really going off vibes. I also, so I love an espresso martini, but I prefer when they have like a little bit of Bailey's in it. Like I like a creaminess to my espresso martini. Yes. So my husband's really into cocktails. So he actually made this recipe and there's like a salted caramel cold foam on top.
Stop.
Which adds that creaminess. Obviously, you can omit it. Or you can add it to like your latte in the morning. It's really, really, really good on top of that. So that's like a little extra flair for a little coffee drink.
We love that.
That one was really good.
What's his favorite cocktail to make?
He likes, for our wedding, he did, like we did like the specialty cocktails.
Yeah.
And I think he did a tequila old fashioned. That's like what he's really into right now.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. I don't know what's in it, but he likes it.
Probably like,
is it like a Oaxacan old-fashioned kind of vibe or is it a little different? It's like a reposado maybe.
Yes, yeah, I believe so. There's something smoky going on in it.
Yeah,
nice.
Cool. Okay, next up we have Courtney. So again, this was a toss-up. And the girl dinner video really did change some of my answers, but I did see, or I listened to a recent episode where they were talking about how they want to be little and like diving into food.
Yep.
And so I was thinking a dip sounds lovely to swim in.
Oh my God.
Oh,
you,
absolutely.
You nailed it. She wants to swim in a dip.
Okay.
An onion dip.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's two dips. We've got a caramelized onion dip. And then also we've got a bacon cheese dip with a fried pita. I mean, both sound lovely to swim in.
Oh
that's
my
what
God.
I was
thinking.
So
she would curl up in this dip.
This is good.
Okay. Good.
I love that you, did you, I don't know if you probably didn't see this, but so much good fan art from that episode came out of just like Courtney with like a cherry tomato hat, Courtney in like a martini glass, Courtney in garlic bread. It was.
She just wants to be Jerry from Tom and Jerry.
And I love that.
That's all she wants.
Cute.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there are so many swimmable recipes in this book. It was like a little
swimmable recipes.
I was really trying to pick something, but I feel like a dip is good. Like, I feel like it'd be really satisfying to like jump in and like sink really slowly.
I need to have like a corner of this book just says swimmable recipes. And you're just like, I don't know what that
means,
but
chapter.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can swim in it.
A list of the best swimmable recipes. Okay, Shane, for you, I went with a chicken wing.
Oh, nice. Honey.
I did the garlic parm. Protein. There is a curry, like a soy garlic one on the back also, depending on what you like. That's page 95.
Okay.
I chose this because protein. I feel as though you're big on protein, but also I know you're really into, is it the Broncos?
Yeah,
okay,
Broncos.
Yes. So to me,
she really does watch.
You guys, I'm a big fan. So I'm a Packers fan though. But these all season long, I was making for my husband and I when we were watching all the games. And I feel like the best snack for a game is obviously wings. So
absolutely
gotta go these. I did these for the Super Bowl and they're always a favorite.
The Patriots didn't do well
they
at
got
the Super
there.
Bowl.
hey, I was there for when they beat the Broncos.
He was at the game.
I was at the AFC Championship.
He was frozen.
It was cold.
Where was it? Was it in New England or was it in
Denver? No, no, no. It was in Denver.
And there was a snowstorm.
Oh, so actually, wait, is that when he broke his ankle?
It was the week after.
Yeah.
So he wasn't playing. Bo Nix wasn't playing.
Okay, so I mutually know the backup quarterback of the Broncos.
Really?
Yes. And so I haven't met him, but I've heard amazing things. Apparently he's really sweet and his wife is really sweet. But when I heard that your quarterback broke his ankle, but this was his time to shine. But I was so excited for him. Did he do okay?
Oh, no.
He did all right. Nobody can judge him.
Bummer.
He got thrown into the hardest game in the hardest conditions. Actually, nobody played well that game.
That's what I was thinking.
I think he's fine.
He's gonna be fine.
Honestly, being a backup quarterback, that's the dream job.
That you got it.
Is
made.
It?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're just sitting there.
You make a lot of money and you don't have to like get hit.
No CTE. All.
Yeah, very but then you CTE. Don't do what you love to do.
Well, you get to practice all
Okay.
Look, and what's crazy, I don't want to rant about football.
I love it. I'm really into football now.
It's like, oh, he's a backup quarterback. It's like, yeah, he's probably the 33rd best quarterback in the world.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be the level of eliteness to be in the league, even on the bench.
Oh, but he doesn't get to play.
But I feel like we need to think about the fact that these people even make it to the NFL.
There's
is
only
crazy.
A couple.
It's unreal.
Yeah.
You have to be the best of the best of the best.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I was the easiest for this because I have not seen a recipe that I wouldn't love. I was like trying to guess.
Lot.
I was like, which one's going to be mine? I know. Oh, is it these goat cheese stuffed dates?
Okay, I almost did that too. I heard you like dates.
I love a lot. I'm not picky.
He likes food.
Okay.
I will eat whatever.
Okay, perfect.
But chicken wings, solid pick.
Amazing.
And I love
I'm feeling
garlic,
good.
So.
Thank you, guys. Okay, I'm so glad. Next up, Damien.
This is so awesome.
I gave him the sweetest strawberry butter cake bars because I did listen to this week's episode and he kept calling him Damien Strawberry Haas, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where that was coming from, but I did switch it for him. So I gave him those.
And you have butter in it, and butter, like, he loves butter.
He loves butter.
God, yeah. Damien loves butter. Don't we all? Let's let that go.
Butter gets thrown into a lot of his jokes a lot.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, let's let that rip, that he loves butter.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. These ones are really good, though. When I was making this recipe, I was kind of just like playing around in the kitchen, and then it ended up tasting like a Mastro's butter cake. Which
I don't think I've ever had that. I've never been to Mastro's.
You gotta get it.
Neither have I.
It's incredible. It's just like
the most delicious.
There's a couple in LA. They're kind of all over, but it's just like a really yummy steakhouse. But they're known for this butter cake that's like the most delicious dessert in the world.
I love a butter cake. I love an olive oil cake too.
Love an olive
oil
cake.
So much.
Mm-hmm. So these are like a fun little twist on a little bar. Okay, next up. Oh, okay, for Arasha, I know she's Gen Z. And so for me,
she is Gen Z. That girl.
For me, I gave her basically it's my take on a cosmic brownie because in my mind, maybe she missed the wave of cosmic brownies. You know, right?
That's actually brilliant.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, I feel like maybe the Gen Zers don't appreciate a little Debbie cosmic brownie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more interested in this because like an actual homemade brownie modeled after that, because the Galaxy brownies, I loved them. They're the cosmic brownies. I loved them, but you would eat them and you're like, Is this real? Is this going to sit in my body for 10 years?
Wait, like, is this just like growing plaque all over my body.
I think that's made of plaster. But it's delightful.
It's so yummy.
No, I loved them. And if you were at the lunch table and some other kid had them,
you're like, I'll trade you everything.
You truly
I have
were like,
that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Your bartering skills when you had a cosmic brownie like knew no bounds. Absolutely.
Yeah, you run that place.
Absolutely. So I gave her those. I was like, I think that she could really appreciate that and understand the culture. I think that
she needs
really
to understand
her.
The culture of millennial.
I agree.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to understand the culture of millennial.
I'm
passing that law.
I think people think they do.
Shane, don't.
They watch us dance around fire pits and go, hey! For a while. They watch us
eat toga parties.
They heard us say Irmagerd for too many times.
Irmagerd!
Dude, the amount of comments we've gotten in the past like year or so of just like, these guys are so millennial. And I'm like, yeah.
And you know what? YOLO.
Yeah, I can't really deny it. Don't do that.
But here's the thing. Like, if we were to really lean into Gen Z, then I think that's even worse.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
No, it would be so bad. Like, what would I even say? Chud?
What is chud?
I think you're the only one who gets a pass. You do it, and people are like, Amanda's allowed.
No, they're
not. You came
back
from maternity leave and you're like 6'7". Everyone's like, only she can
That's
say
That's because my nephew, who literally, I think is in the third grade, said 6'7" all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was my just like, what are you doing watching YouTube?
Every other second.
My nephew's three and my brother's friends taught him it. Like he
oh,
can,
God.
He at the time he barely spoke, but he was doing this. And I thought that was insane.
Yeah, bad. Yeah. Bad news.
But it's kind of fun.
Rough.
Okay, next. I gave Tommy, again, seems like a good time to go out with in the morning.
He's so
might
much
be a
fun.
Little hungover. So I gave him, basically, it's like a take on avocado toast. I don't know. I just feel like he likes avocado toast. But this is, instead of using, you know, a toast or bread or bagel or whatever underneath, you make a homemade hash brown.
Yes.
Delicious.
Oh, my
super,
God.
Super good.
What?
So I thought maybe he would enjoy that on a Sunday morning.
Is there chili oil on it?
Yes.
Shut up.
Love a good
chili oil. I love
chili
oil so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next up. I'm just like speeding through these. I know Ian loves breast milk, so I gave him the fruity flavored cereal milk glazed pancake.
Wait, stop.
I like how that's Ian's legacy.
Wait, this is so, I mean, he did say it a lot. And I did give him a little bit.
You, wait.
I did package a little bit for him.
I'm just and what were the reviews?
He said it was really sweet. And I said, yeah.
God, dude.
Anyways.
Our HR representative is just listening to this podcast like, what? What do I do?
No, they're not listening because they're like, I don't want to have a heart attack.
I can't know.
Okay, so since Ian loves breast milk,
yes, breast milk.
Him.
So there's got like, it's a beautiful cereal milk glaze on the pancakes. He could obviously,
what?
You can substitute
that
any milk of your choice.
Amazing.
Those
Shut
are really good. So I will say at the time of writing this book, I did not like plain pancakes. I've come around
really?
Now because again, I wrote these recipes like a year and a half ago and my palate has changed.
Yep.
So for now I love like a regular pancake, like a solid buttermilk.
Me
but
too.
I wanted to do something fun. So there's a couple different variations of pancakes.
I was going
to
say, you have a matcha latte pancake.
Yeah, I love matcha.
I love matcha too.
So good.
Those are kind of like a tiramisu vibe too because I put like mascarpone on the inside of the, if you want to stack it, really good.
Damn.
Really fun.
You gotta stop.
You gotta stop. You gotta stack and stop.
You gotta stack and stop. Okay, next, we've got Trevor. And I know he has a culinary background, right?
Yeah, baking.
Oh, baking. Okay, I did give him one of the harder recipes because I thought that, you know, with his background, he might be able to handle it. So this was like the recipe that gagged everybody on my team who was there for the recipe testing day. This is the Korean fried chicken sandwich with an Asian pear slaw.
Oh my God, yummy.
This photo, so obviously I did not take the photos. There was a full photographer who like specializes in food. There was the food stylist. Everybody was there on the shoot day. But this photo, when I saw it come out, I was like, I can't believe this came from my brain. Like this is the recipe I keep talking about because I'm like, this is just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in the world.
This is like my favorite food. I love a fried chicken sandwich so much.
Me too. And
the best mayo ever.
So good. And then also with the Asian pear, like it cools it down. So I figured he could handle this recipe.
He absolutely could.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an Asian pear slaw.
Yeah. So there's like sweetness from the Asian pear.
Gosh.
So good. It goes really well with the spiciness of the chicken. Okay.
Stop.
I'm gonna go to Olivia now. I gave her the garlic lover shrimp and nudes because
she loves noodles.
There's an Asian flair, my Asian queen.
She also loves rice.
And she loves noodles, and I figured she could eat it in bed. Like, this is a good food to eat in bed.
Unfortunately, you know? She does eat in bed.
Yeah.
If she was gonna eat something, she can eat it. And this is actually the recipe that's on the cover. So I'm like, see, I'm eating on the couch.
Okay, look.
She could do that in bed. That's
Olivia,
fine.
Olivia, this could be you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But stop eating in bed.
But change your behavior.
Exactly. So I gave Spencer the better than that furniture store IKEA Swedish meatballs.
Ooh.
Because obviously, did somebody say meatloaf? So
oh my God.
I have a meatloaf, but there's meatballs.
Yes.
But the reason I also gave him this story is, so my husband is obsessed with Spencer. And I told him that to his face when I saw Spencer at a party. And
no
he was like laughing.
Way.
And I was
Spencer
overserved and
honored.
So embarrassed the next day. But. And I went home and I told my husband and he was like, now we can't be friends. I was like, you weren't going to be friends
dare
in the first
you.
Place.
Wait, what video games does your husband play?
Fabulous question.
It's okay. When people ask me what my husband play, I'm like.
He plays a lot of
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not like I probably would know it.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't worry.
I appreciate that.
No, truly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I couldn't tell you.
I had never, I really didn't play that many video games. That's like my lore, but I did play 007 when I was a kid.
Hell yeah.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Tony Hawk, Skater, and then I played those, but when I got on Smosh, obviously we played FNAF and Resident Evil, and I was like, uh-oh, I like this too much. I genuinely just don't want to go so far into it because I'm like, I don't know when I would fit it in.
It's a slippery slope.
But damn, do I love horror video games.
Yeah.
So good.
There's plenty of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, though, because like I go home and I'm like, I can't play Pocopia.
I have to not play it.
I have to actively
avoid. What the hell is Pocopia?
I've heard it's incredible.
Frankly, Amanda, it's more than a game. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Oh. Yeah, I'm building a world.
See, that
I'm building habitats.
I can't do that.
I'm designing cute little houses.
Oh, wait, that's
for my Pokemon.
Cute. Yeah. Oh, I've heard about this. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Yes,
Shane loves to build and like farm and create all these homes and. Stardew Valley, right?
I love Stardew Valley.
I think, honestly, I mean, my video game history is like Animal Crossing and Nintendogs,
nice.
If I'm being honest.
Nice.
So to me, Pocopia is perfect. I'm like a little nervous that I'm going to get lost in
yeah.
it too. So I haven't
yeah.
started yet,
it
but I
happen.
Really want to.
It can happen.
I really, really
you have
want to.
Too much going on.
I got to get through the book tour and then I'll get into
yeah.
Pocopia. That'll be my relaxation time.
So you're going to go on a book tour.
Yes.
And by the time this airs, you're like actively on this is the first stop.
This is
of
your
the book
first
tour,
stop.
Right?
I think, yeah, this is like the first time I'm like talking about it in person with people. So this is an honor. But then after, and a couple days I go to New York and then we're doing Chicago, Miami. And then I think the day this comes out is the last day of the book tour.
Okay.
Whoa.
So it'll be done by the time.
Yes.
So cool. Woo. I'm so curious what a book tour
yeah,
is.
Yeah, me too.
Like, especially for a cookbook.
Yes. I mean, basically what I'm doing is when I go to New York, my best friend's coming out, who's also my podcast
yeah.
co-host, and we're basically just going to have like a little fireside chat and talk about it. And then the other stops are just like at bookstores and people mm-hmm. are coming and I can like chat with them, sign the book,
cool.
do all that. And then like some other press things along the way. I'm doing the Today Show.
What?
You guys, no, I'm not okay. I'm like really nervous.
Wait,
about that.
What?
I'm excited, but I'm nervous.
I wonder what that would be like to do the Today Show. I kind of would really want to try that and just be like, hey, I'm here. Because I feel like they'd be really intense over there.
I am just nervous because it's live. I'm so used
it is
to
live.
Podcasts, obviously, where like,
oh,
you can cut
fine.
This, we'll be fine.
I feel like you are so,
be fine.
Your persona, the content you do, I think you're going to do great.
Thank you, guys.
If they invited one of us, it would be a mistake.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
it would
so
be
at all.
Wrong.
I
don't
want to bring anyone from Smosh onto the
show.
I'd
be like, oh, yeah, I used to work at a news station, but it's been a long time and I shouldn't be here. That's probably what would happen.
I think you would do an amazing job.
Thank you.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. Maybe I would. Maybe I'd just interview them.
Ooh.
You just flip
I
it
just
on them.
Flip it around. I'm like, so how's the relationship with your family? They're like,
wait, who
what?
Hosts the Today Show now?
It was Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah, it was Savannah. She actually came back.
Oh, she did she?
And Hoda did a full interview with her about
that.
Everything that's going on.
I completely forgot that was
yeah, Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
So she's been gone, but she is actually back. Still actively working
wow.
on it. And it's Hoda and I forget the other guy.
But
name.
Hoda did leave. But I think she came
Hoda
back
left,
with everything.
Yes, and now she's
yeah.
coming back.
I
she
feel,
took over
I,
for Savannah.
Yeah.
I feel super millennial because when I hear the Today Show, I'm like, oh yeah, with and I'm thinking about the host from the 90s.
Are you thinking about
what's her name?
Hoda and what's her name?
Not Hoda.
Blonde.
I'm thinking of we can cut this. What are we doing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't
we're
matter.
Doing the thing. I'm like, who's that? Who's that lady?
This is something that Shane and I do is we forget that we're on a podcast and we just go off on this like friend tangent. We're like, yeah, who's that guy? Who's that?
Who's that guy?
And someone's just like screaming in their
and
car.
And the fans are like, I hate you. Stop now.
I love it. I do.
What's it like hosting two podcasts?
Yeah, my God. I looked through everything that you do and I was like, how?
How do you
That's
do
how
it?
I feel about you guys. I think your schedule is insane.
Well, it is.
It is. I don't understand.
Crazy.
But also...
But a lot of our stuff is just mindless. We're just playing board games. We're just reading Reddit stories.
It's not mindless. We're working really hard.
We are working very hard. It is exhausting sometimes.
No, but still.
But
I'm sure. No, I cannot believe the amount of content you guys pump out. It's crazy to me.
I know.
It's crazy.
It is a lot.
But it is, I will say, it for us, we have like a huge team, like being like, you're doing this, yeah. this. So like when you're doing all of your podcasts, you're doing two podcasts, two YouTube shows, it's all you. And yes. Do you have a team?
I do have a team, yes. Okay, I have people that help me, which is amazing. I would not be able to do it without my team who helped me. But I think it's kind of like compartmentalized, though. Like, there, I know. Aquarius. Exactly. One podcast I have with my best friend, we're going on 8 years now, which has been a long time.
Whoa.
Eight years of friendship.
Pretty much also, yeah. Like, 8 years of friendship, 8 years of the podcast also.
But you guys were friends how long before the pod?
Like, we always knew of each other because we did the same kind of content. Mm-hmm. But we really, I'd say we kind of became best friends, like, that year that we started the podcast. So
that's a bold move.
I know,
that's
you guys.
Like, that's
it can be
more than like moving in together. It's like, oh, let's start a podcast.
Let's start
together.
A business. We always reference this, but I remember my manager at the time called me and was like, hey, so they're putting a clause in, like, if you have a friendship breakup, what happens to the podcast? I'm like, this is insane.
But it's
also
real.
Like, you need to do it. Yeah. You do have to. So that's
been... you get everything.
Exactly. 100% goes to me. But
just kidding.
We do. Basically, like, I kind of know, like, what I'm going to talk about on what, because on the podcast with my best friend, it's like we get vulnerable, we're crying, it's like whatever's top of mind.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's girl time. The podcast that we have is like a spinoff with our other friends who actually, it started as a collab, like a pod swap. They came on our pod, we went on theirs, and then like maybe a couple years later, they called us and were like, hey, do you want to like start a spinoff? They're ex-Viners, so they're kind of kooky.
Oh, I love
Vine.
I know some ex-Viners,
I'm still friends with ex-Viners.
Yeah.
They're so fun. They're like,
they're crazy.
Yeah.
It's they're so like, fun. I feel like also they're just
because like... because when I used to film Vine with my friend, it was like, let's get 10 vines done this morning. That was the vibe. I would go and we would film like 10 to 15 vines in a morning. And it was like, it was insane.
That was when millennials peaked.
It's true. Vine
and it didn't work.
You don't get that same hit anymore. Like getting it done, getting a story done in 6 seconds. Like
literally.
No one knows that anymore.
No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. But true. They're like, so they're fun. They bring out like our fun side. And so that's like a much more like laughy comedy time. So I'd say like that's like it's a nice like split between the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good break. Yeah. And then your YouTube show is you cooking.
Yes.
And your husband is on there.
He's there sometimes.
He's like a little guest.
He is. He's like our he's like also Ina been Garten. On our podcast. Like yes. He's the Jeffrey.
Yeah, he's Jeffrey.
He's like I mean he's been on our podcast also. We joke that he sits in the closet so that whenever we need him, he just comes out as a guest. So he's been on like 10 times.
I love it.
He's like, thanks for pulling me out, guys.
Stay.
Exactly. Can I play Battlefield? No.
I don't know what video game you play. Just stay in there.
You can drag your TV in there. So he'll come on sometimes. I do like cooking, but honestly, like I've been doing that channel, my main channel for so many years.
Yeah.
And I feel like I also felt this like pressure because of old YouTube. You were posting on your schedule every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever it was. Like I felt so regimented to that schedule for so long that at one point I was like, I think I'm also putting out content that I'm not in love with
about.
Anymore.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I've taken a bit of a break from the main channel, but I'm definitely excited to bring it back. And then I vlog constantly all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so fascinated by that.
Really?
It is a skill I do not have.
Really?
At all. Trying and especially like making content, like I benefit so much from Smosh of like we come here and it's like, all right, we're doing the show and we start it now
it's
and we
schedule.
End it now. Whereas when I'm home and the thought of like, oh, I'll just make a video, I'm like, I don't know how to do it. And I don't know how to do it by myself. Like I feed off of other people so much. So I am so impressed by YouTubers such as yourself who do it because I'm like, oh my gosh, like how?
It's almost like your work hours. You have to like create your own work hours to do it.
Yeah. I just got a work phone this year because for me,
congrats.
Thank you so much. It was like the thing is making content, it can be hard, but obviously it's not brain surgery. We're not saving lives. It's nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. But the one thing is it never ends. Like it never stops. You really have to be able to make your hours for yourself.
Yep.
So for me, the work phone was nice where I was like, work chats are moving here. I'll check it during work hours. And then, you know, on weekends, it's in the charger. At night, it's in the charger. I'm not looking at it anymore. And that's been a really good divide for me.
Yeah. I think it's so necessary. For me, I struggle with that too because I used to make a lot of videos all the time. And then I became really full time at Smosh. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, that's where my work hours is. And then when I go home, I'm working as a mom.
Yeah.
So I actually don't really have the time. And sometimes it's like, oh, I have to do something when I get home. And it's like, it's I will say, actually, having a kid makes that stuff easier.
Really?
Because you're like, I have to use the time that I have to the fullest. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just do it. Like, my husband's holding the baby or whatever, taking care of the baby. So I'm just like, I'm super focused. Whereas like before, I would like procrastinate or be like, well, I can push it. And it's like, actually, I can't push it. I have to do it right now.
That does make sense.
So it's a weird balance, but.
Damn.
So you've been doing YouTube for 13 years and you just got a work phone a year ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
You're like, you know what? I think this thing is sticking.
Yeah.
I called up my dad, let him know. I think this YouTube thing's working out.
Don't worry about it, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
worry about that. Was your dad like, Remy?
Oh, they're like, my parents are so supportive. It's so sweet. They're so excited. My dad like loves when he gets recognized at like restaurants. And he's like, did you say that? He like loves it. It's really funny.
What about your mom?
My mom's like a lot more coy about it. She's like, and also my mom is very hyper aware, where she's like recently she was in Korea and she like had a piece of trash. She was with her friend and her friend was like, oh, I don't know where to put this. And she's like, well, you better not put it anywhere because someone might be watching Remy and they'll see that you littered. And she's on her best behavior.
Always, oh my God.
Always in Korea. But she's like, she's on her best behavior. As she should be.
You know what? I love that. That's She's like, awesome. Business is business.
Yes. Don't put that trash anywhere.
Yes.
Not even a trash can.
No. Oh my God.
Are you properly recycling?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Man. So, okay, so you've been watching Smosh Mouth for, a year and a half?
I guess so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With timing, I don't understand, obviously, when you guys put things out.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense. I went on maternity leave last summer.
Really?
Yeah, I went on maternity last summer.
But we
filmed a lot. It was probably like the fall that you probably started.
Do you have a favorite show? Like our favorite episode of anything? Like, is there a video that you're like, that's the best one?
Ooh, any werewolf game. Like, we rewatched those over and over. I just, though, watched, like, two nights ago, The Gentleman's Werewolf. I didn't know about that one. Like, my husband will, like, be like, you gotta watch this one. So, like, I'm watching them kind of out of order.
Sure.
But, like, he's like, this is a classic. This is a classic.
The Gentleman's Werewolf is so insane.
Of course, your husband would watch The Gentleman's stuff.
Is that
when
you're a little boy?
He loves those.
No.
You know, that was Maury. Gentleman's Maury. But yeah, Spencer puts on that gentleman's hat and something happens to him.
Oh,
yeah.
He changes.
I don't know what
goes
on.
He becomes the most toxic man. So do I, of course.
Yeah.
But Spencer becomes a toxic man in like Frankenstein
He's in
times.
A casual way. You become toxic in a very aggressive.
Well,
you.
It's more passionate.
Whenever you're playing a man, it is somehow the most toxic man to enter that building.
I'm healing.
You and Angela.
We're healing ourselves. It's so freeing. Are you kidding me? To be an awful man, it's just freeing. Yeah. You know,
it's just
healing
a day
the trauma.
Just trying it out.
You put on a top hat. It's so easy to shift.
Absolutely. What are your guys' favorite ones to film?
Werewolf is very fun, but it can get a little tense.
Mm.
I love it. I get
Shane.
I get competitive, but like as soon as we yell cut, I'm like, all right, I'm done. But I'm like in the moment,
if you call him a werewolf, he's like,
I'm mad.
I hate you.
I'm pissed.
Okay, but you come down after filming, fine.
I immediately.
But how does everybody else feel?
I actually come down after filming.
There has never been a time after Werewolf where I'm like, this is tense. We really do drop it. We just also get into it, like, because we care. Like, we care about the stakes of it. I think where I almost care more is when I'm like, oh, I know this will be good for the video. Like, ooh, if I catch the werewolf right now, or if I get away with this right now, it'll be so good. So I get mad when I'm like, like that ruined the moment or whatever.
I do love Werewolf. I will say my favorite ever is when we do Dread, like Smosh versus Zombies. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen those videos.
They're long.
They're really long. Smosh versus Zombies, Smosh versus Aliens.
Yes.
It's our RPG campaigns. It's a big thing of Jenga, and we're doing these, like, I don't know, interactive, improvised character campaigns that are ending up horror, and we do have essentially like a DM in the middle, and we become these like tropey characters, and it's, you know, it's my favorite thing. It's like hours of improv.
It fluctuates by the week, I guess. We do so much different stuff.
We do so much stuff.
I really think it just changes. But sometimes, like, sometimes we'll be just sitting there playing board games or like a card game. Like, we're playing Flip 7.
Love.
And I'll be like, this is my job. I'm like, it's a job.
Yeah.
It's like, when I play board games in real life, I'm not like a big talker while I'm playing board games.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a little more locked in. Like,
yeah.
Whereas when we're playing, I'm like,
we gotta ham it up.
Be insane. Yeah. Be mindless.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is wild. Like, you know.
I think it's such a special skill though, because like, yeah, with a board game, when you're playing with your friends, you are more quiet. But like the way that you guys are able to entertain while also doing it is it's a special skill. It really is.
It's a very different zone. And if I may vent for a moment,
something that
I'm like paranoid about or that I think about a lot is our fans will sometimes think like I'm stupid because when we're playing board games,
yeah.
I'm not like locked in enough. And so like any sort of math thing that happens or any sort of like trivia things, I'm not gonna do well because I'm like, I am out of my head right now.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
And it's not that I'm much smarter in real life, but it's like I'm like, hey, I'm a little bit smarter.
You're definitely smart in real life.
If we hit up a trivia night somewhere and I'm not being on camera and I'm not worried about being funny, I'm gonna be locked in a little bit
more. You're smart. I think fans can be a little harsh sometimes. We're like, Shane hasn't slept. Why is Shane tired?
I'm like, aww. Yeah, man. That's when I started being like, yeah, by the way, we're filming this at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I do that too. Like, I do that too.
Don't comment about my face.
Yeah.
But it's just part of it. I mean, you've been doing this for so long. Like, you just kind of like,
it's part of it. The hair, makeup, wardrobe, it's now ingrained.
And just mm-hmm. every single mm-hmm. thing we say and do, I think it's the most of the challenges of Smosh. It's like, we're going so much, we're making so much stuff, and it's so mindless. I mean, mindless in the sense that you can't think too much
yeah.
while we're doing what we do.
Yeah.
That you're like, all right, I can't worry about what people are gonna judge or say.
Right. So, right.
You just gotta go.
Yeah.
And just be like, all right, they're gonna think I'm stupid. Whatever.
If it makes you feel better. The amount of things I've said incorrectly over 13 years, like, it just comes with the territory. It does.
Oh, yeah.
It comes
with the territory. I mispronounced so many words.
Oh, don't even get me started. I said 356 days. Wait. How many days are in a year? 365. Yep, I said 356 twice. I actually don't actually know it, but I said it twice.
I think you do have 356 days.
Thank you.
I think because the stuff that you're doing, you must have more time.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
365? No.
356. No. I'm saying you have more days in the year than we do. Wait.
What? No.
We were saying
I knew what you meant. Don't
and see,
you worry.
Here we go.
And thank you. And that's
and
okay.
And Remy, this is our life too.
And see,
we get it.
And this is what happens.
We get it. 356 days in the year. It's actually 365.
See what happens?
See? Okay, no, that's the thing. People don't get it, too. Like, and then the camera's recording, and then it's just
and they go,
forever.
Man, these people are
forever.
Dumb.
I know.
It's like when I watch Survivor, I'm like, I could do that. And then I'm like, wait.
It's sitting like when I watch football games, and I go, I could do that.
Same.
Meanwhile, and then I would die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
wait, there's something I really wanted to do before we go. I want to.
You're just like. Wait, I really want to do.
I've been holding in a fart for hours. And Remy, if you're here, yes. There's something I really want to do. Guess the fart. Okay, no. I am pledging that I am going to cook something in this cookbook in the next week, but it's going to be a surprise.
Ooh.
Okay, you guys say stop.
Stop.
We don't stop.
Fuck.
And you're just like,
Susan's cornflake potato casserole.
Oh my God.
Isn't it every holiday?
Yeah, that's our holiday favorite. I love that one. It's so good.
Okay, guys, I am going to make Remy's. So who's Suze?
That's my mom.
Oh my God, your mom.
Yeah.
Suze's cornflake potato casserole. You'll have to tell her that I'm going
to make this next week. Maybe. I was going to say you could save it for a holiday. Do you have any holidays coming up? Because it's pretty decadent.
Easter
Sunday.
Nah.
My wedding anniversary is coming up.
What?
In May.
There we go.
There you go.
Yay. Right. I hope you love it.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's
anything
really,
with
really
cereal
good.
On the top, I'm going to love it.
I love cereal.
I cannot wait.
And I'll
wait.
Be 20 espresso martinis in by then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll be amped and drunk. Yeah. Remy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you guys for having me. This was a dream come true. I also keep looking at camera. I hope that's okay.
Oh, of course. It's okay.
The episode, I bring it up.
Where can people get your book?
You can get it local bookstore, Amazon. I think if you just go to like simonandschuster.com, you can see anywhere you could buy it. Okay. So check it out.
Do I get to keep this one?
You can if you'd like. I was like, I don't know if anybody wants it, but you're welcome to keep it.
Oh, I'm absolutely keeping it.
Yay! These look incredible.
Are you kidding me? I have to make my recipe.
Yeah, that's true.
And my muffins.
Your muffins. Mm-hmm. I got to make the chicken wings.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah,
I actually have to. I legally have to.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And this was a blast.
Such a pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
okay.
Bye, guys. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
356 days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can't believe that.
Can't believe I did it again.
I know. I got sucked into it and I did it. Man.
And I'm going to let that fart out right now.